I can be a winning Ryder Cup captain away, so is an exceptionally big deal, and it adds a lot to my legacy.
For the best Ryder Cup build-up reaction and exclusive interviews, go to otbsports.com/golfweekly and become an official friend of the pod now.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, OTB Sports is back for another series of in-depth chats with some of the biggest names in the Premier League and Irish football history. With behind-the-scenes access, we're talking to some of the legendary names from the biggest clubs and meeting the crucial people behind the scenes who make a Premier League club what it is. It's all in association with Cadbury FC, global partner of Manchester United. Check out cadburyfc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways. To look ahead to what this current season holds for Manchester United, I'm joined by a key member of their treble-winning side. Jaap Stam is with us, and also Republic of Ireland international Stephanie Roach. Jaap, I might start with you. You know Ole Gunnar Solskjaer well as a teammate, as a roommate. His role as manager and the progression he's made over the last couple of seasons, what have you made of it all?
Yeah, I'm very positive about Ole and what he's done. It's not easy to step within the club and then, of course, straight away produce, and then ending at the top and also winning trophies. Everybody knows, of course, and he knows that himself as well. When you go to United, when you become the manager over there, that there's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of people pushing you probably as well and telling you what to do. But you need to stay calm as well. You need to have your own idea. You need to have your own philosophy as well. The people backing you up as well and supporting you, and also bringing in the players that you want, because I think that's a key thing as well for him as a manager. And I think that's what he's been doing as well. So he's been very calm. He's been very composed. Sometimes with building that team, it goes with ups and downs as well. You also need to understand that the majority of teams within the Premier League, everybody is against United, so they're making it tough for them in every game, of course, to get that result. But up till now, I'm very happy in what he's building, and also in what the club has been done to support him, to give him the confidence, and also supporting him in bringing in players in, and to give that extra quality, that extra boost. To hopefully again win that league.
Did he always have that calmness?
He's always been calm, and that's what you've seen when he was a player. Because of course, Ollie wanted to start every game as well. And there's been a lot of talks about him when he played. You know that people called him like a super sub and everything, which he of course didn't like. Nobody likes that, which I can understand as well, because he is in every other team he would have started, but the choice has been made for him to do so like this, and then he kept his composure as well. He kept his calm. He always stayed focused on the course and what he needed to do as a player to be decisive when he came on to score goals. And I think that's how he is as a manager as well. He knows what to do. He has his own philosophy in how he wants to play and what he wants to get out of the play. That's why he's making decisions and good decisions as well to eventually make that step to come out on top and to produce with the team, with the squad, to get these results. That's how he is. He is calm. He can be, of course, he can be fired up as well. So it's not like in every situation he's like this, but he knows when to do it. And when to act in a different way.
Stephanie, away from your own career, you're also a massive Manchester United supporter, and I think from senior social media, as excited, if not more than anybody, for Cristiano Ronaldo's return.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody was just delighted to have him back. I think especially because he had been linked to City, and it was almost going to be that heartbreak, and then to see the kind of turnaround and the fact that he came to United was, as I said, brilliant for all Man United fans and for me especially.
Couldn't have made a better start either.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. And I think he's been doubted a couple of times. I think everywhere he's gone, he's been doubted. But everywhere he's gone and played, he's scored goals and he's produced moments of magic that he always brings. You know, I think not just his goals coming into the team, but I think his leadership and what he brings in terms of that winning mentality is going to be big for United this year as well.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo's influence on the squad and the way Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wants to play, it all happened obviously quite late in the transfer window. His goal scoring record is beyond compare. He's 25 league goals every season since he left Manchester United at the very highest level. The way he plays now, though, like the poacher's goals he scored so far, do you think Solskjaer has to change tactically how he wants Manchester United to play with a Ronaldo up top instead of a Greenwood or a Cavani?
Well, you know, when you bring in Cristiano and the quality of what you're getting, even at the age that he is, you know, in the professional that he is, to keep him, to kept him, to kept himself in top shape, and being always ready, and being able to play 90-95 minutes. The important thing for us and for United, if I talk about it like this, is to and for Ollie to use him in a way so he can. Maybe, hopefully, needs to do less, but still score a lot of goals, and that's why it's so important that every player who gets into the team, every very good player, one of the best players like Ronaldo is in the world as well, needs to also have players around him that can provide him with balls so he can score goals as well. Because you always need to have quality players around you that help you out to be important, to have a big influence within the team. And that's what they're trying to, of course, to do. And that's why he's probably looking for Cristiano as well. You know, they all, before Cristiano came, they already had quality players within the squad that can do that job, who can play up top and score goals. But Cristiano brings something different: his experience, his ability on the ball, his ability even without the ball, because you know everybody's focused on him, so that maybe frees up space for somebody else as well, who maybe then can create or score, or at the end of the day create then for him opportunities to score goals. So yeah, he needs to. He's going to be in talks with Cristiano probably daily in how to get the best out of him and what he can do to provide more balls for Cristiano to score goals as well. But
I was just going to say, you say about the daily conversations, because obviously, you know, something that came up quickly was Cristiano Ronaldo, the influence he would want even away from the pitch. And when he came off against young boys, is on the edge of the technical area, he's giving instruction. Like, is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer confident enough in himself that actually he's quite happy for Cristiano Ronaldo to take that real leadership role on and off the pitch? Or does there need to be a divide of, I am the manager, you are the player, and we need to be clear on that?
No, but I think if you bring in a player like this, like Cristiano, at the age that he is, and of course Ollie knows him from his playing days as well, then you cannot say to Cristiano, hey, I'm the manager, you listen to me and you do what I want. I don't think, because he's a grown-up, he's an adult as well, he's 36, I believe. So you also need to treat him with a lot of respect in what he's done and what he can do for you and how he can help you out. So I think you need to, and that's probably what Ollie's doing, I think you need to use him in that way as well to be important for you as a manager, but also in what he can bring to the team. But in looking at Cristiano and how he is as a player, in what he has done in the past to keep himself fit, to be still one of the best players in the world, I don't think he's a selfish guy. I think he's a guy that goes from himself to younger players to help them out, talking to his teammates in what to do, and also not being selfish for himself, but also giving others the opportunity to score when he can't. And I think that tells you something about about a player of his stature. Is it the right word, stature, and like his profession and how he is to be to have an influence within the squad to everybody, basically, because the whole club, by bringing him in, the whole club changes a little bit and gets probably a different feeling.
Stephanie, we'll have to wait and see whether this United side are good enough to win the league, but don't think there's any question they're going to be the most exciting team to watch this season. They'll surely score more goals than anyone else in the Premier League this season. And there is a nice headache for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer when you look behind Cristiano Ronaldo, when you have Edinson Cavani who will want to play games, Mason Greenwood, Jadon Sancho, Bruno Fernandes, Paul Pogba, Marcus Rashford to come back. Trying to keep all those players happy, fit them in, give them game time, make sure it all clicks is probably one of the biggest challenges he's going to face.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the great Man United teams throughout the years, we've always had great benches. You know, I've always got to turn to the bench and be able to bring on quality. I think that's important for the squad, because I think over maybe the last couple of years when things weren't going well, it was a big problem. You weren't able to go to the bench to get a big name player who might come on and nick you a goal. And obviously Cavani, when he came in, was brilliant. He's been great since he came. He seems to have a great attitude, but he's also an older player too. So I think it's good to have that kind of rotation to be able to bring in better players. Rashford, as you say, probably a player who's still learning the game. He can look up to the likes of Cavani and Ronaldo. Greenwood has been excellent for me this season already as well. So for me, it's brilliant to see. I think most Man United fans are happy to see that there are is quality players on the bench to come in. I think we're probably maybe lacking that little bit of a midfielder to be that complete team. I think sloppy mistakes at the back probably are going to be the biggest kind of issue for us. But I think attacking and going forward, it's brilliant to see, because I think it's something that's been missing over the last number of years. And I think Ollie has really tried to bring back that attacking style United football, you know, which is what the fans want to see, which is great.
Yeah, put your coach's hat on, that midfield dilemma that Stephanie touched upon, that people look at Manchester United and think if there's one area where improvement can be made, it's in the middle of midfield. I've heard it put forward as well that midfield isn't maybe the problem completely, that defensively, you spoke about when you played at Manchester United, the pace you needed, because you played such a high line, you were expected to play so high up. The Manchester United quite often don't play that high line, so more is expected of the midfield. How do they get that dynamic right?
it's a shame that I'm not there every day so I can see what the players are doing, so I can give you some more inside information about it. But there's obviously when you look at their when you look at their squad, there's a lot of quality, of course, within the midfield as well. And I don't know, and that's always a difficult thing for analysts as well, and for myself as well, to say from the outside, okay, this is what they need to do, or this is what you expect, or this is what we expect, or why is he not doing this instead of that? Maybe he is, but maybe the players cannot do that and are translating it yet in what he's expecting from it. That's why you're always looking for certain players up top as well, of course, as well. You know, he brought in, like, he's got a lot of quality up top as well that already is like scaring basically the opposition. And by having that, the opposition is a lot of times already dropping a little bit deeper than they might do normally. So that's automatically, you go a little bit higher up the pitch. Then, of course, you need to have your midfield players who have the ability to create for themselves. It means if the opposition is dropping a little bit more deeper, that you're going to be playing in tighter areas. So you need to have players who can like support, who can like be creative in between lines, knowing what to do. Probably you're going to have wingers who stay wide, or sometimes wingers that come on the inside, and then the fullbacks are going to be playing higher up. Then you need to have two more holding midfield players who can support underneath. In case you lose it, they can like always be that defensive block behind that, or when they need to bring it back out to switch the game to the other side. So you need to have midfield players who can also do that, who are very good in taking up positions, quality on the ball, finding that pass in between lines and showing that composure. But also you need to have fullbacks, of course, who can go and bomb on forward when you play like this. And centre-backs then now with Varane and Maguire at the back, who both have got decent pace as well to cover big areas when they lose that ball for in transition, that you don't get caught, of course, if you play a very attacking style of football. But then talking again about the midfield, yeah, you need to have a creativity, and I think that's what they have in the Bruno over there as well, you know, in the quality that he's showing. Then of course underneath, when you have a lot of very good attacking forward players, you need to have players who can be that solid defensive force, but also having the composure and picking up these balls and then giving it to somebody as well, you know, who are maybe having different qualities and being more creative to go forward. And then it's all about also about being patient. And can you be patient enough to, at the end of the day, you wear the opposition out, so you eventually at the end of the day, you create space and opportunities to score even more goals. But the thing is that sometimes, yeah, the setup from a coach is important in what he wants to do. Does he want to have a high pressure straight away, play on the opposition's half, trying to realize that, or playing from a more like defensive block and sitting a little bit more deeper and then come out in transition? And that's the thing that we sometimes are not sure of course, in terms of what the coach wants. So that's why it's sometimes also I find that difficult to talk about personnel and what they're doing and how they're performing.
Yeah, that patience that Yap talked about there, Stephanie, maybe the crucial aspect for Manchester United this season, because, as you said, teams are going to sit back. So much of what we've seen that's been brilliant about United over the last couple of years has been counter-attacking football, that they are just so quick to get forward that if teams are sitting back, actually, they may need a bit more control of the game. When you look at the attacking talent, you just assume that they're going to wear teams down and eventually, like West Ham did, they'll break?
Yeah, I think it's, for me, I think in terms of, you're saying being patient, it's about moving the ball quickly as well. I think sometimes, as a fan watching United, at times it's the tempo of the play that can be a little bit frustrating, because yes, teams are sitting back a bit against you, but it's about moving the ball quickly and getting them shifted. And I think when you look at the likes of Ronaldo and Cavani, particularly the runs they make are quite clever. So if you can keep the ball in good positions and wait for that moment to find those forward runs, I think that's where United's goals are going to come from. But yeah, obviously United have always been a team that have been that attacking football, counter-attacking. But when you're playing against teams who sit in, it is important to have players who are comfortable on the ball and want to get on it and want to look for that option. But for me, I think the issue in terms of that holding midfield is that sometimes the player that Yap is talking about who gets the ball is disciplined in defensive and gets the ball to feed it to the other players. I think that player, sometimes Fred, the odd time gets it and tries to do too much, whereas I think you need a disciplined player who's going to sit there, get the ball and just give it to those attacking players like Bruno Fernandes, Pogba, and let them do that, you know. So for me, it's about being patient, but it's also about willing to get the ball and move it quickly. So I think that's something that maybe United have kind of got better at in the last couple of games. So hopefully it can continue as the season progresses.
I think we're all hoping that this could turn out to be one of the great Premier League title races when you look at the quality of the top four or five sides. Stephanie, do you feel that Manchester United, with the addition of Ronaldo, of Varane, of Sancho, that they're ready to win the league this season?
I think I tipped them to win the league, so hopefully they do. I was probably a little bit eager at the start of the year, to be fair, or the start of the season. I think Chelsea have had a great start. Obviously, Liverpool have been strong over the last number of seasons, and you can't run out Man City, so I think it's going to be a tough title race, but I think United are in the best position they've been in a long time with the players they've brought in, so here's hoping.
And yeah, you mentioned that a club like Manchester United, a club of their size, it's always way up here or way down here, and that'll probably continue all season. Every draw is treated like a defeat, and you're on the verge of another crisis. It seems as though Solskjaer can manage that side of it. Do you think they're ready? Do you think this season United can go and finally win that first title in almost a decade?
I think the thing that we don't need to forget is we can always talk about, okay, you know, they bring certain players in of a certain ability, so of course now they're going to have a shot, or they're going to win this league, and it's easier said than done. And we all know that within the Premier League, and also because of the quality of other teams as well, because every team is trying to improve themselves, and it's not only about individuals. Yeah, you need to have individuals of a certain ability within your team, within your squad, to make a change. The most important thing is with these individuals, with these quality of individuals, you need to make a team that is working together to eventually get the best out of the team and get the best out of the individuals to, at the end of the day, end up on top to win that league. And that's what a lot of teams, of course, within the Premier League are doing as well. Other teams are bringing in good players as well. They're good teams. They're performing as well. And there's been a lot of situations as well where teams had like a lot of good players, but they couldn't produce or they couldn't win the league. And why is that? Is that because of, yeah, is that then, is the coach not good enough? Is the players not good enough? Is it not a real team who's willing to work together to give everything for themselves or for the other or for his teammates to eventually get that result? And that's, I think, a very important one as well that we need to have. But I'm sure Ollie is getting that out of the players, you know, looking at Ollie and looking at how he is as a manager, his personality as well, how he's I think communicating with these players to get the best out of them in working together. I'm very confident that they're going to have a shot at winning the league, and hopefully they will win it, yeah, because it's about time.
Yeah. All these different reasons why it can go wrong and not win the league. You know, at this stage, App, it'll always come back to the manager and he'll be the one who's been blamed.
Well, that's always how it is, you know, because it's easier said than done. You know, you had all your players, so you need to do it. And if you're not doing it, then it's your fault. That's that's how it works at times. But that's also a thing. If you're afraid of that, then you don't need to go and manage.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he just needs a defensive rock coach who can come in. Highly paid, of course. Highly paid. Yeah. Very happy where you currently are. You don't need.
I think, looking at Ollie, you know, they've got a very good side now. You know, they have a lot of quality, and their coaching staff is good as well. So I'm and from the support there of the fans and everybody together, I'm very confident they're going to do well this season.
All right. Well, we cannot wait to see what happens. Yapstam, thank you very much. Stephanie Roach, thank you as well. This has all been in association with Cabri FC, global partner of Manchester United. Check out cabrifc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.